And now a few thoughts from small town New England's average Joe Wright.
Hey, Average Joe here. Thanks for tuning in again to another episode of Thoughts of an Average Joe, the podcast. Today I'm going to tell you why I'm afraid of the little woman. As I've said, I weigh close to 200 pounds. The little woman tips the scale at about 120, and I am scared to death of her. Winnie and I have been together for a long time, so usually when I say something stupid, which is, by the way, quite often, she just rolls her eyes and tells me I'm an idiot. Sometimes, however, and what makes my life dangerous is that there is no way to predict when this might happen, the little woman snaps, and my stupid comment sets off an estrogen-fueled tirade. This makes for a really hard day for old Joe. Every Tuesday and Thursday evening, the little woman puts on a workout costume and tells me she's off to quilting class at the small-town adult education center. 2 weeks ago, I asked a simple question about whether her favorite pink sweatpants had shrunk across the backside, and the next thing I know, she muckles onto my wrist, and I'm doing a mid-air 360 and landing on my back atop the kitchen linoleum while Winnie swears at me in Japanese. Come to think of it, I haven't seen any new quilts around the Wright household, but a white bathrobe with a brown belt around it did appear in the little woman's closet recently. Is it possible they teach jujitsu at the adult education center? I've never claimed to be smart, and I figured out that I seem to be missing that brain-to-mouth filter which keeps most people from making the kind of insensitive remark that has so frequently led to a whooping for poor Joe. But recently, I've had an epiphany. I believe that, on occasion, I've been poisoned. Winnie prepares most of what I ingest, and I'm thinking it might be more than a coincidence that, on several occasions, my misunderstood or poorly timed remarks have been followed by a 2 or 3 day period during which my activities were limited to things I could do within 30 feet of a toilet. I'm not concerned that Winnie would poison me to death. After all, I do bring home a weekly paycheck. Furthermore, I don't believe in life insurance. Let's face it, a guy who's prone to saying stupid stuff shouldn't tempt fate. Or the little woman.
She's 5 foot nothing. She weighs 102. She knows karate and jujitsu. That little woman scares the snot right out of me. I shouldn't say the stupid things that I do. That little woman cooks all my food. I made a comment about her age. You know, I had the runs for 15 days. She's 5 foot nothing, weighs 102. She knows karate and jujitsu. That little woman scares the snot right out. Seen her now for about a half a month. It's kind of hard to see her with my eyes swelled shut. She's 5 foot nothing, weighs 102. She knows karate and jujitsu. That little woman scares the snot right out of me. Well, I told her I was the king of my castle. Well, you can bet there was a great big hassle. Well, now I've got a little place of my own, but I have to go outside just to sit on my throne. She's 5 foot nothing, she weighs 102. karate and jujitsu. That little woman scares the snot right out of me.
Thoughts of an Average Joe is the humorous ramblings of a fictitious, clueless old dude, Joe Wright, who was created by author Brian Daniels. To learn more about Average Joe, Brian, his blog, or his book, please visit thoughtsofanaveragejoe.com.